We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for R&B hip hop throwbacks. Every Tuesday, we talk with Nurse Bullock on issues that affect the community. Good morning, Nurse Bullock. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am fantabulous.
With your bike out.
With my bike out. Out riding my bike, enjoying the fresh air. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it's nice. It's great.
Where your bike at?
At home.
So we gonna get it out. What about your
bike? Oh, mine is ready to go.
Have to. I'm ready to hit the road.
You ready? Come on now.
Got to. Matter of fact, you know what? You inspired me. It's gonna get done today.
Okay.
It's gonna get done today.
All right. You gonna send me a picture? You riding?
Absolutely.
Oh, for real?
Hell yeah! All
right.
Because you don't believe me.
You know I don't, right? So you know I gotta hold him to it.
Yeah.
Accountability.
You gonna see a picture and be like, "All right, go, Tariq, go."
That's right. See, and that's what our topic is about: accountability and responsibility. And did you know that this is a 20-year debate
on what?
On should all babies have paternity tests done at birth? 20 years this topic has been a debate.
Wait, paternity test as in, we know who the mom is. The mom just gave birth, so that's easy.
Who's and then, the daddy?
Who's the dad?
Well, if you don't have all parties available, you can't do a paternity test, right?
Absolutely, you cannot. If that male is not there to conduct the test, then of course the test cannot be done.
Well, time out. You said something that was very key. It has been key for a long time. So, going back to COVID, mandatory. A lot of people don't like the word mandatory.
They don't like the word mandatory. And actually, when you look at the research on this, it is men that favor mandatory paternity tests at birth over women.
I think a lot of men feel that way because they feel that when it comes to going to court, it's unfair for them. So I think a lot of them are like, you know what? Let me find out what's going on right now so we don't got to deal with this later.
So you're saying child support is the issue?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying I'm pretty sure that's a lot of them are leaning towards that. And let alone who else, you know, think about it. Who else wants to take care and have the responsibilities of a human being that's not theirs? Let them at least have the choice to do it. You know, not just be left in the unknown, and in all these years, you're doing this, that, and the third. You get attached to this child, and then you find out the child is not yours. So, you know, there's a couple of different things to look at when you talk about mandatory paternity tests.
Right. And of course, cost is an issue. And, you know, every child has a right to have an accurate birth certificate. But when we look at the trauma that paternity doubt can bring to children, especially when that husband, father, male finds out that that baby is not his baby, but the other children might be, you know, some of the research suggests that child gets treated differently.
Well,
and it's that childhood traumas, it's those traumas that is important to me, that children grow up in loving, happy, healthy environments.
Well, let me ask you this. So with that childhood trauma, if the guy is not the father, whose fault is it then? It's not his fault, right? That he steps away. And I don't advocate that. I mean, I think every child should have a father figure in their life. But what I'm saying is, if this person finds out that they're not the child, and they decide, listen, I'm about to go walk through the sunset, is that his fault that he made that decision?
Let's put it like this. There's a lot of reasons why women choose to engage in activities with other men than the husband or the person that they're in a relationship with. So that's a whole nother show to why there's paternity doubt to start with.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a lack of trust.
There becomes that lack of trust. And when we start to look at making this mandatory, it automatically puts the mother on the defense.
Well, the other thing too is let's not underestimate the petty. The petty exists of, I've gone through this test. I am not the father. Now comes the, oh, word, I'm not the father. I'm going to make you pay. You ain't going to have no place to stay after you get out of here. Those things are all factors that are a possibility.
Absolutely. And now you end up with housing instability. And I've seen this over and over again. And one of the reasons why I had to stop watching paternity shows is because
with Judge Lake?
Oh my goodness. I love Judge Lake. I love her. I think she is all that. But when I kept seeing this link to housing instability, where there will be a woman that needed a place to stay and she ends up going home with somebody, next thing we know, she's pregnant and we don't know who the father of the child is. But it's directly linked to she got involved with this dude because she just needed a place to stay. And so now we're in the hospital.
So she used him.
No, he got not benefit from that. She ain't use him. She did not use him.
No.
Why did he let her come out?
I wouldn't say she used him. I wouldn't say she used him. Because he got what he wanted. She got what she wanted.
How do you know that? You would think in theory that would be right, but I'm telling you it's based off of an uncertainty.
Do you think he let her move in with him just to come and watch Lauren Lake?
I'm just saying to you, there are some things that are done manipulatively that we assume
you gotta be able to read between the lines and pick up on that.
But some people are gullible. Right? They're gullible to believe, okay, all right, yep, I'm the father, and then lo and behold, we're 20 years later and you're not.
Half these rich dudes that we see out here with these beautiful women, you think they got them because they look good? No, they got them because their bank account look good.
Well, I mean, I understand. I get that.
That the research does suggest that there is some truth to that.
Then how is that not using somebody?
Yes, it is.
Both parties got a benefit, though.
Both parties don't benefit. That's what I'm saying. There are times when people are manipulated into doing something, and they don't know they're being manipulated into it, and it's one little white lie that gets revealed 20 years later, 15 years later.
And that's what the hurt is. When we bring it back to like the paternity issue, just the paternity issue, and there's paternity doubt, and because people do talk, and oftentimes we've seen it over and over again, where a child will find out 20, 30, 40 years later, that's not their father. And that's the hurt. That the whole paternity doubt, and when you look at it from a health impact, mm-hmm. why doing something like a mandatory paternity test right at birth kind of takes care of that piece. But you got to have a person there. You got to have the right person there.
The first thing the hospital is going to have to do is try to find housing. Because I know there are petty things that will happen after the information is revealed that he is not the father.
Right. And now she has no home to go home. She has no home to
with
go
a
home
newborn.
With a newborn.
With a newborn. So, you're opening up a lot for hospitals by going down that road.
But still, there are people that are advocating to see this happen. They really want it. And so it really comes down to the choices that you're making when it comes to bringing children to this world and bringing them into a healthy and happy environment and really kind of knowing what that paternity is going in. And if there is paternity doubt, to have those questions and be honest with that other person saying, you may not be, but getting that test done so that you're moving forward and the children do not have to deal with the impact of these adverse effects and poor health outcomes because there's paternity doubt.
Man, it's going to open up a lot of phone lines, like.
I know.
It's going to open up a lot. It's going to be a lot of yes and no's on this one. It's interesting. And people bringing personal stories.
Well, frontliners, 678-1039, text in. Do you agree with Nurse Bullock's topic? Do you think mandatory paternity tests should be done at birth? Or let that be something that's brought up in the future?
No.
Well, one man said that ignorance is a bliss.
I don't know about that. That's Health Beats for this week on 1039 WDKX.